who later becomes a prince in Pharaoh's court, who is then banished from Pharaoh's court after committing murder, who is then taken in by the Midianites. Moses then receives an amazing calling from God to lead the Hebrew people out of bondage, who then eventually overtake the land of Canaan, who then, and you get the idea, a chain of events happen from one act. At any one point in this, it seems like history could have taken a different turn. What if Miriam hadn't watched from a distance? What if Pharaoh's daughter hadn't adopted Moses as her own? What if Moses hadn't murdered someone which caused him to be banished and to eventually have an encounter with a burning bush in the desert? Now, one of the reasons that the movie It's a Wonderful Life is so popular is because it reminds us that all of our lives are interlinked and connected, and what we do, seemingly small or not, makes a huge difference. Most of the time, it is unbeknownst to us. And I think that's a good thing. I suspect we get to find out the implications of our life when we get to heaven. That's both an exciting thought and a little bit disconcerting. That's where we pray and grab hold of that grace in Christ. But this we know. The Bible teaches us that small acts of change can affect the course of history. Small acts change the course of history. Now here's an amazing thing to realize. You have changed. You, I want you to think about this. You have changed the course of someone's history. Do you believe that? You changed somebody's history, even though you may not know it. Is there an amen to that? Think about it. Amen? 1, 2, 3. Okay. And even what is more amazing is that God was and is a part of that. Now can I hear a bigger amen? All right. God has and is using you for Christ's continued work of salvation in this world. This mysterious partnership between God and God's people is amazing, and it's also as I indicated, a bit frightening. The seriousness of this business is brought home to us when we consider this butterfly effect is a double-edged sword. Example. World War I is a perfect example. An Archduke Ferdinand from Austria is assassinated by a Serbian nationalist, which sets off a chain of events that lead to 16 million dead 4 years later. One seemingly unrelated act leads to 16 million dead. Sobering thought. There were some other examples of this. Maybe a bit of a stretch how one act can affect the course of history, but I'll recount it. Remember a couple of years ago, about 20 years ago now, I can't believe it. There was a young boy, I think his name was Ilian Gonzalez, and he was fleeing Cuba with his mother in a boat. The mother perished. The boy was rescued by the Coast Guard and brought to Miami, where he was taken in by his relatives. However, there was an international agreement that the boy needed to be returned to his father, who was still in Cuba. This was during the Clinton administration, and eventually Ilian was returned to Cuba, but this upset the Cuban American community in Florida. A year later, Al Gore is running against George Bush. And remember that the whole election was decided by something like 300 votes, some minuscule amount in Florida. It is thought that the tipping of that scale was caused, could be said to be attributed to the disaffection of the Cuban-American voting population in Florida, which changed the course of that election. Interesting butterfly effect there. One woman leaving Cuba could affect something like that, which a couple of years later, we're into a war in Iraq, and whether that would or probably wouldn't have happened if Gore would have been elected, but we don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting thought, this one act affecting another. Maybe a bit of a stretch on that one, but something to think about. The redemptive effects of our righteous acts of kindness, compassion, justice, are not necessarily the norms in this world. The butterfly effect works, as I said, also in the negative. Acts that cause harm by our selfishness, our thoughtlessness, our lack of caring, our inattention, these have an effect too. And this is why we need to walk humbly. This is why we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. This is why Paul so poetically reminded us that we are ambassadors of Christ in this world. Because what we do has a far greater effect than we can ever imagine. And even though acts of doing the right thing come through us and by us, it really is God's doing. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah the profound truth that we live by some amazing mystery which we do not understand. We work by some eternal reality that we are a part of. God's purposes will be worked out, Isaiah reminds us in chapter 55, verse 10 to 11. He says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so my word goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Pretty profound promise from God. And you are a part of that. You are a part of it. That's the good news. You add your vital element to God's great cosmic story, but you are also a product of many other people's stories through God who has worked through them. I didn't pull myself up by my bootstraps. I had guardian angels. I had parents who loved me. I had a community that was stable. I had opportunities to be educated. I had a church that nurtured me. I inherited my language. I didn't make it up from scratch. I didn't completely invent my worldview either. I view the world through the lens of the Enlightenment and the postmodern sensibilities. It goes on and on. Likewise, Moses didn't become Moses by himself. God used many people to save Moses, who in turn was used to save a nation, who in time manifest Jesus Christ, whom many of you have come to know as Lord and Savior. And because you have come to know Jesus, it is through him and his Holy Spirit that you are called to do the works of justice and righteousness for which you were called into this world. May God bless us all to act with faithfulness and courage in the times we live. May we live by the three simple words, to pray, to act, and to do so in love, and then to trust that God will take care of the rest. Amen.